FMR at the Movies with Nick Plummer.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just
Crikey. We started last week with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and we started this week with Katy Perry and Firework, which featured prominently in the 2012 animated movie Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, amongst several other films from the past 14 years. Good evening to you. Nick Plummer here, welcoming you to your official feel-good start to the weekend, FMR at the Movies. Let's continue with the uplifting music, this time from the pen of John Ireland, the theme from the 1946 movie, which followed a group of Australians as they drove their cattle halfway across the continent to avoid the threat of a Japanese invasion at the start of World War II.
Thank you.
John Ireland's theme from The Overlanders. Let's calm things down a bit with the Dutch jazz chanteuse Laura Figge and her smoky interpretation of Michel Legrand's timeless song from the 1964 French musical The Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
If it takes forever, I will wait for you for a thousand summers. I will wait for you till you're back beside me, till I'm home. hear you sigh here in my arms. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day. The time will come when all the waiting's done. The time when you return and find me here and run straight to my waiting arms. If it takes forever, I will wait for you for a thousand summers. For you, till you're back beside me, till I'm touching you, and forevermore, 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 I will wait for you.
Laura Figi getting us super chilled with I Will Wait For You, written by Michel Legrand for the 1964 musical The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, or to give it its proper title, Les Parapluies de Cherbourg. We'll return to the classic adventure movies of the mid-20th century with music from the film Plymouth Adventure, which starred Spencey Tracy in a fictionalized version of the voyage of the pilgrims to North America aboard the Mayflower.
Thank you.
Miklos Roza's score from Plymouth Adventure. Now, if I were to say to you, I am Conor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. I was born in 1518 in the village of Glenfinnan on the shores of Loch Shiel, and I am immortal. Or if I were to say to you, there can be only one. Surely there can be only one movie that contains those two quotations, yeah?
Yeah.
Michael Kamen wrote the original orchestral score to Highlander, but with the greatest of respect to him, nobody remembers it. All we remember is the inspired soundtrack written by Queen. From the past 40 years of cinema, the most popular adventurer simply has to be Indiana Jones. And in my opinion, the darkest of the Indiana Jones quintilogy, is that a word? It is now. The darkest movie in the franchise must be The Temple of Doom, from which we'll now hear The Parade of the Slave Children.
Thank you.
John Williams doing what he does best, taking an epic theme from a movie and turning it into a show-stopping concert item. The Parade of the Slave Children from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. The final film that Stanley Kubrick directed had its final cut shown just 6 days before he died. Now, in his opinion, he considered Eyes Wide Shut, starring then real-life husband and wife Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, as, quote, "my greatest contribution to the art of cinema." The critics didn't disagree, calling it odd, unsettling, garish, provocative, gorgeously shot and masterfully executed, with one-take scenes that create a near-hypnotic atmosphere of inexorably fused desire and dread. Waltz number 2 from the Shostakovich Jazz Suite number 2, as used in Eyes Wide Shut.
FMR at the movies.
Here on FMR, we're a big fan of Joshua Bell. And in 2009, he released an album entitled At Home with Friends, where he teams up with other top artists in reinterpretations of a number of disparate musical items. It's a great album, from which we take Bell's duet with Dutch bandoneon player Karel Kravenhoff and the theme from Il Postino.
Thank you.
Luis Bacalov's theme from Il Postino, performed by Joshua Bell and Dutch bandoneonist Karel Kravenhoff. Now, if I were to ask you to choose a movie score written by Jerome Maross, and even though I'm not a betting man, I'd bet the shop on you choosing this one. We'll be right back. Jerome Maross's best-known film score to The Big Country. Frantic was the name of the Roman Polanski-helmed 1988 American-French neo-noir mystery thriller, and that seems to cover pretty much every genre apart from rom-com, slasher, and musical. The film was a commercial failure, but a critical success. It starred Harrison Ford and Emmanuel Seigneur and has become a cult classic, as Ford's character frantically tries to find his wife, who has mysteriously disappeared from their hotel room in Paris. Ennio Morricone's score was hailed as one of his best. Thank you. Ennio Morricone's score too frantic. Now, again, in my ever so humble opinion, you'd be pretty stretched to beat the quality of performances of the original West End cast of Les Miserables, in particular Colm Wilkinson's Jean Valjean and Michael Ball's Marius. And it is to Marius's final solo, Empty Chairs at Empty Tables, that we turn this evening. And as this is FMR at the Movies, I guess we should give Eddie Redmayne a go, seeing as he did a pretty good job in the 2012 film version of this classic musical.
There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain that goes on and on. Empty chairs at empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone. Here they talked of revolution. Here it was they lit the flame. Here they sang about tomorrow and tomorrow never came. From the table in the corner, they could see a world reborn. And they rose with voices ringing, and I can hear them now. The very words that they have sung became their last communion. On this lonely barricade, the door. Oh, my friends, forgive me. But I live and you are gone. There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Phantom faces at the windows. Phantom shadows on the floor. Empty chairs at empty tables. Where my friends will meet no more. Oh, my friends, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Empty chairs at empty tables, where my friends will sing no more.
Eddie Redmayne with a mighty fine rendition of Empty Chairs at Empty Tables from the 2012 movie version of Les Misérables. And just like that, it's nearly time to go time. But not before we've heard from Elmer Bernstein and perhaps his most popular film theme.
We'll be right back.
Elmer Bernstein's iconic theme from The Magnificent Seven, closing the show for this week. And as the time approaches magnificent 7 o'clock here in Cape Town, unless you're listening online or to the podcast, all that remains is for me, Nick Plummer, to thank you for your company and remind you that we'll do it all over again at the same time next week when FMR goes to the movies.
Yeah.